an Israeli commander has come in for grilling by the military police for authorizing an attack that killed 23 civilians in the Gaza Strip, 21 of them on the spot. Colonel Ilan Malka, who headed the Givati Brigade, is said to have authorized the January 5, 2009 airstrike in Gaza City's Zaytun neighborhood, despite warnings from subordinates that civilians were likely inside. But during his investigation, the Givati commander said he had not been aware of those warnings. Israeli officials claimed the attack was an operational error, saying the army had intended to attack a weapons stockpile nearby. Husnia Samouni, who lost most of her family members in the attack, says that they were killed intentionally.
Nothing will compensate for the loss of my sons and daughters. How could they kill my children?
The strike, denounced by the United Nations as one of the gravest of the deadly offensives of the war, claimed the lives of 23 members of the Samouni family, 10 of whom were minors. According to a UN report issued by a veteran war crimes prosecutor, Richard Goldstone, Israel used disproportionate force and deliberately targeted civilians during the war.
Mr. Goldstone came here, inspected the area, and saw what has happened to us. He listened to our testimonies about the international killing perpetrated by Israeli soldiers. With the help of Palestinian human rights centers, we have filed complaints against Israeli war criminals.
Human rights organizations say that Israeli leaders must be brought to trial for the atrocities they ordered against Gaza residents.
Immediate steps must be taken to bring Israeli war criminals to justice. The prosecutor of the International Criminal Court must be quick to launch investigation and to issue warrants against Israeli war criminals.
Almost 22 months after the war, families of victims say they are still trying to cope with the loss of their loved ones.
More than 1,400 people, most of them civilians, including women and children, were killed during the Gaza war. Whether the perpetrators were faced war crimes tribunals or not remains to be seen. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.